I mean, whoever, I mean, obviously, I mean, your business, I mean, something's off operating with it. I mean, how many people over the years, I mean, the University House has been operating for 2 or 3 years now, and this happens every single year, according to the management there and according to other people I've talked to. I mean, am I wrong about this?
And Ryland, you're right, but here's the thing. We've only been open for 2 years, and I can personally tell you, I mean, we have 90 properties. Austin is one of those markets where it leaves so fast. I mean, legit, like, you open the doors, and I swear to you, within 2 weeks, the amount of paperwork that's coming through the door is just unreal. And so is it a learning curve for us? Do we need to change up our processes to gain a little bit more control? Because you're right, there are so many people that want to live there that the volume is just overwhelming. And is it a practice that needs to change? Yes. Is it unfortunate that it took this sort of circumstance for that sort of thing to go faster and to be fixed more properly? Yeah, it shouldn't have taken this, and it shouldn't have happened. But it's not like, we're not ignorant to that process. Like, we totally understand this is bottom line what you don't want in student housing, right? Is you don't want people to feel like you do. And so what you do is you rectify your wrongs, you learn from what you did, you fix it, and you move on.
Yeah, the problem is, like, the reason why I'm going to these extreme measures, as you call it, the reason why I made a website and all this is because, I mean, even if you compensate me, and even if you compensate my roommates too, then you've done this to so many people over the years, and the people I talk to, the students I talk to, they tell me, oh, if that happened to me, I'd just been like, oh, I'm fucked, I can't do anything, big company, I can't do anything at all. And then I know, even if you compensate me and my roommates, you're certainly not going to compensate everybody else that's been burned, had to go out of their pocket because University House has a business practice of breaking contracts.
And you're right. You're totally right. But the thing is, from our standpoint, like, you got to take it one case at a time. I mean, legitimately, I spent my entire Saturday here when I called you. I personally called every single person on that list who was in some sort of predicament like you. I talked to a lot of parents. I talked to you guys. I mean, we're doing the best we can in a pretty unfortunate circumstance, right? Like, it's pretty crappy that we're sitting in this situation and that this happened to you guys, that for our reputation's happening. Like, this isn't ideal for anybody. And so the thing is like, I feel like no matter what I do, if I'm being honest with you, like, even if I compensate you, even if I, you know, converse to you and communicate that we're trying to rectify these situations, I sort of feel like you're at this point that no matter what I say, I'm not going to be able to make it any better with you. And that's really unfortunate, and I get where you're coming from 1,000%. Like, I'm not ignorant to that, but at the same time, like, you make me feel like we're in a lose-lose situation. Like, no matter what I do, no matter how much money I give you, how much time we spend on the phone, like, it is what it is. I have to live with these consequences, right? And so the best that I can do is take one person at a time, one conversation at a time, and do the best that I can. And that's what I'm trying to do for you specifically, is I'm trying to do the best that I can. And at the moment, what I can do for you is at least get you from a financial perspective back to where you deserve. But at the same time, like, I'm asking you, can you just give us a few minutes? And so and you're right, that maybe I didn't use the right word, but extreme is all I can think about. It should not take up your personal time to sit there and have to make that website. You shouldn't even have to be on the phone with me right now taking up your personal time to do with these kind of things. And that's what I meant by we shouldn't be in this situation, not just for me, but for you also. Like, I'm sure you've got better things to do. You're in school, you're doing 1,000 other things, I can imagine. So even to have to apologize to you, this is taking up your time, but then what am I going to do? Like, I'm moving as fast as I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, what you could do, you can tell the legal department, I would take down the website if University House offers some type of compensation to everyone that has been that you did this to. But I mean, I know they're probably not going to do that. I mean, if they did that, then I would take down the website. But I mean, that's sort of the whole idea behind the website. It's for everyone else who doesn't know that they can do this.
I'm sure you're going through school, and I'm sure you're a business guy, and you've got some sort of, you know, that's not anywhere near realistic as well as I do, right? I mean, that's just, it's a tough situation, and it, for all kinds of reasons, not just from a financial reason, but lots of other people have moved on. There are a group of people, and I'm not discounting them by any means, who they are a little jaded and like, I can't believe this happens, right? And I totally get those individuals, and that's why, and from a personal level, I'm literally calling every single one of them. I've talked to more moms and fathers than you would imagine in the last couple of weeks. And so if am I working around every single person and doing the best that I can? But, you know, to make that sort of blanket communal statement is tough, and it's not really realistic. And I'm sure that for as smart and as you know, open-minded as you seem to be with all of this, you know that too. And so what you're doing is you're sort of cornering me a little bit into a hard place and saying, what can I do to make this better for this individual other than me somehow reinstituting some sort of trust level that you know that I'm communicating with other people. I haven't closed the door out and just said, you know, too bad, so sad for everybody, because that's an option too, right? I mean, like, and I don't want to take that route. Nobody wants to take that route. It's just, it's more, you know, it's more bad blood in the air, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? So the best that I can do is, you know, explain to you guys that I'm doing the best that I can, taking it case by case. And if that's not something that you're willing to do, and that's sort of the stance that you're taking, that I understand, but then that's, I don't know what stance they're going to take. And I feel like the middleman at the moment, you know what I mean? And so I don't want to be that. I want you to move on to other things that you can spend your time on other than this. At the same time, I want you to have some sort of peace of mind that you've talked all the way up the chain. I mean, I'm literally the regional vice president of this entire community. Like, I've got 40 something communities, and I'm sitting here having these conversations because it's important to me. Right. And that,